Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you ever walked into a place or into a room where people have been having so-called knockdown, drag-out fight? Or just yelling and screaming at each other and fussing? Even if you didn't hear the fight, you can walk in there and feel it, can't you? Well, what are you feeling? It's not a physical feeling. What are you feeling? It's a manifested presence. Well, it's not the presence of God, because His presence is peace and life and light. Well, what presence are you sensing? It's the enemy. It's the enemy. We don't want that in our house or a place of work or our church, do we? He said it's like the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. He mentions unity. He mentions anointing. He mentions blessing. They go together. There are numerous reasons why the New Testament commandment is to love one another like He loved us. Look in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Actually, it could be translated creation. He's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, this is obviously not externally, because the day after you got born again, you looked just like you did in the mirror, right? The day before. This is talking about internally. 1 Peter talks about the inner man. Well, 2 Corinthians does. And 1 Peter talks about the hidden man of the heart. There's an inner man. There's an outer man. It's a very good thing to remind yourself of frequently that this is not you. This is the house you live in. Come on, say it out loud. My body
is not me.
It's the house
I live in.
And when you die, if the Lord tarries His coming a little while and you live out your life, you will leave this house, but you'll still be you. You won't lose your mind. You won't lose your faculties. You'll just slip out of this house and go to be with the Lord if you're a believer. And the Bible tells us that the Lord's coming back and this house is going to be changed and glorified, and you're going to get it back fixed. But it still is not just you, it's your house. Your brain is not your mind. Your brain is the physical organ. Your mind functions through. Your mind's part of your spirit being that you can't see. You can see a brain, you can't see a mind. You can see a body, you can't see a spirit. But you are a spirit. You have a mind and a soul, and you live in a body. Do you good to remember this? You know, you see Christians that should know better going out to the cemetery to talk to loved ones. What's wrong with that? They're not there, honey. They're not there. They left that house. They are not there. No. And if you believe the Bible and you know what's true and right, they're a believer and you're a believer, you'll see them again real soon. They're in good shape. Better than you. Bible says that departing me with Christ is far better than being here. No, this house is not them, and it's not you. And how do we get into that? All things are passed away inside. All things have become new inside. All things are of God, who's reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, reconciliation means to get back together. They were at odds. There had been a falling out, maybe even enemies. But God's will is that those who were His enemies be made one with Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this has been made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus. He took our place. Come on, can you see it? It says, and you know, once we've been reconciled, we immediately then have a ministry. Not just preachers. Every believer has the ministry of helping somebody else get with God, become one with Him. He goes on to say, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to Him, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now that also lets you know that even though the Lord has done the work, that doesn't mean it's already done in everybody's life. They have to receive what He's done. If they were already reconciled to God, based only on what Jesus has done, we wouldn't have a ministry. There would be no need for us to say, be reconciled to God, because there already would be. Somebody said, well, grace has already taken care of that. Yeah, but grace doesn't receive for you.
That's right.
It has been bought. It has been paid for. But you must receive Him for yourself. And you must receive the washing and cleansing by the blood. You must receive the new birth, becoming a new creature, and accept that you want to be reconciled to God. If you don't want to believe in God, if you don't care about it, then you won't be. Even though Jesus has paid for it, you won't experience it because you refuse to receive it. How many are thankful you didn't refuse to receive it? By the grace of God, we have received Him.
Yes.
And we are not at odds with God. We have been made one with Him. Hallelujah. We're in fellowship with Him. Thank you, Lord. Go with me, please, to the book of... there's so many things here. Go to Genesis 13, please. Just a couple of thoughts before we go, but I don't want to rush it so much that you don't get the thought. Again, if it's worth doing, it's worth taking a few moments to get it. Genesis 13, verse 1. Genesis 13, 1, Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, all that he had, and Lot was with him, into the south. Abram was very rich in cattle. Lest you just say, well, he was spiritually rich. No, he had cows and silver. And go. Now, help me out, church. Who gave this to him?
God.
When did God change? And said, I made Abraham rich, and Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Daniel, and David, and Solomon. But, you know, I changed, and now I don't want you to have. When did that happen? When did God change? Men have goofy ideas, but God didn't change. Abram was very, not just rich,
very,
very rich. Have you noticed in the New Testament, you're called the seed of Abraham. Did you know that? And that his blessing is yours.
Yes.
Did you know that or not?
Yes.
Well, why wasn't the blessing due in 2019 what it did for him back then?
That's right.
Has the blessing lost its power and effectiveness? Abram was very rich. I know some folks don't like that, but it is Bible, you know. Very rich in cattle, in silver and gold. Keep reading. He went on his journeys from the south to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. You know, Phyllis said earlier, it makes a difference who you're hooked with.
Yes, that's right.
Well, she's scriptural. I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
Makes a difference who you hang around.
Yes.
See, it's very significant, every word in the Scriptures. Lot also, which went with Abraham. Why did it bring up that he went with him and he was with him when it goes to mention his stuff? Because if he hadn't have been with him, he wouldn't have had the stuff. Yeah. Flocks, herds, tents, keep going. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. God will absolutely give you too much stuff. It is His will. Yes. He will give you good measure, shaken together, pressed down rather, running over. Right? He will cause your cup to run over. Amen. Will He or not?
Yes.
The land couldn't hold them. Verse 7. And there was what?
Strife.
Strife. Between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. Now you got to remember, they're out in dry, arid places. Water is like gold. In numerous places, it's worth more than money. And so the big thing, you got all these cows, they need a lot of water. And Canaanite and Perizzite dwelled in the land. And Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray you." Now he's the elder. Lot wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for his connection with him. But here he comes, "I pray thee," is asking. He's asking the younger, Lot. He said, "Please, we got to stop this strife. We cannot have this strife." Now the reason I'm reading it, Abraham is lifted up to us as a godly example and as a father of faith. We want to operate in a godly way. We want to operate like Abraham. Look at the lengths he was willing to go to stop the strife. He initiated it. He didn't just sit in his tent. Of course, he's got a palatial tent. He's very rich. But he didn't just sit there and fume. And when the herdsman would come in and say, "Lot's herds got there before we did, and they drank up the water and they ate the grass, and we had to go another 30 miles to find some pasture," and he didn't just sit there and get aggravated and aggravated and then finally come and explode on Lot. What did he say? He said, "Look, we're brothers. We cannot have this strife. I pray you." You know, James talks about that godly wisdom is pure, is peaceable, it's easy to be entreated. If you were around Abram, and you'll see him one of these days, you're going to like him a lot. You know who he's like? He's like God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.